Joining us in the studio this morning, a longtime friend of the program, longtime friend of the station, Mr. Dick Derby, with us this morning. Once again, welcome again to the show.
Good morning, Wallace. Really nice to be here with you.
And you've got another one of these, the projects that you've been involved with for many, many years, and this is Project Feed a Neighbor. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, and we talk about many years, and Project Feed a Neighbor, this is the fourth annual food drive on the west end of our area, Ishpeming, and now this year, Negaunee, and out into the Republic Champion Mishigami area, so we're really proud of that. Wesley United Methodist Church is once again sponsoring Project Feed a Neighbor, and we have great support this year from our sister church in Negaunee, Mitchell United Methodist, and the Pioneer Kiwanis have helped with the distribution of these food collection bags all over the Republic Champion Mishigami area. And lots of volunteers, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Mm-hmm. But last Saturday, we distributed over 6,000 plastic grocery shopping bags to home by home all over that those neighborhoods and those towns. And they have a bright fluorescent sticker on them that gives you instructions on donating non-perishable food products, paper products, or hygiene products, all of which is going into the replenishing of the food pantries at Salvation Army and three St. Vincent de Paul stores in that area. Tomorrow is the big day, and we're appealing to everyone to remember, fill that bag, even if it's a small donation, and set it out on your front porch or curbside or by your mailbox. And we've got a small army of kids coming from Ishpeming High School, Negaunee High School, Westwood High School, Hartman High kids. At 10 o'clock tomorrow, they'll be canvassing the neighborhoods looking for those bags of donated items.
You know, one of the things I've always enjoyed about these projects that you're involved in and are speaking about is it really focuses also on the young people that help out as volunteers. And in an era of always hearing maybe some bad things about those darn kids, well, these darn kids are doing some good work, and they're helping out with this in particular.
It's just tremendous to see them, and they come out in such force. We always have lunch for them, and they always stay for lunch, and they always talk about what a wonderful experience it's been to be part of the community. So we're very, very proud of all those students that help us, and a lot of Girl Scout and Boy Scout units, youth groups from the churches are involved. So yes, and I say small army, it is a small army of kids that make this project work.
So again, they are going to be going out tomorrow where these bags were dropped off. What are some of the items you are looking for? I mean, we talk about non-perishable food items, but, you know, talking about like canned soups and things that'll last on a food pantry.
Yes, and I learned as we talked about what kinds of items are in demand. And peanut butter turns out to be one of the real big staples. A lot of pasta items, tuna fish, cans of tuna fish is another one, and soup, as you indicate, things that can be fixed quickly and that, of course, store well on pantries. But items that turn themselves into a meal really fast are things that tend to be in high demand.
So with that, it's all getting collected, and it is going to go to the food pantries where?
Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul, and there, the Salvation Army food pantry is in downtown Ishpeming. There's a St. Vincent de Paul there. There's a St. Vincent de Paul in Negaunee and one in Republic.
We're talking about the pickup, which is coming up tomorrow. In case anybody is maybe out of town, they forget to do it or whatnot, is there a way for people to get items to you and the organization to get them to the food pantry still?
Yes, and it happens all the time, and then people end up calling and saying, what should we do? And we have the food bags are sitting here, or we just found it again, and we want to make that contribution, and how do we do it? And you can take those food donation bags to either Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming, or to Mitchell United Methodist Church in Negaunee, or go directly to the Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul store that's closest to you.
So it seems to be a fairly simple and easy process. Again, what is the schedule and the approach for tomorrow?
At 10 o'clock tomorrow, we talked earlier about all those kids coming from Ishpeming High School, Westwood High School, Negaunee High School, the Hartman High kids, and a lot of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. They'll be assembling at Wesley and Mitchell and heading out with adult drivers to canvass those neighborhoods looking for those plastic shopping bags with the pink fluorescent tags on them, the instruction tags that talk about making food donations, again, for Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul. And so we're appealing to everyone to put those bags curbside and help us restock those pantries. And Walt, I want to talk a little bit about that because it's a question that's come up quite a bit this year and say, well, you keep doing this, and why do you do it, and why do you do it in the spring? And the public needs to realize that there are huge food drives that take place, the big Canathon in the fall, and a lot of donations that are made to food pantries around the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. By the time we get to spring, those pantries are badly depleted. And we need to recognize that there's still a great need in our community. There are a lot of people who are perhaps out of work. They're still going through some of the recession pain. There could be some single-parent families that are struggling to make ends meet, or people who are just have had a little bit of bad luck for a while, and they rely on those food pantries to put food on their tables. Our community has always responded well to the needs of others, and this, again, is an appeal to continue in that great tradition of helping out, and in this case, feed a neighbor.
Dick Derby with us this morning. Again, the pickup times in the west end of the county tomorrow starts around 10.
10 o'clock and runs through about noon. But if you miss it, and here's a couple of phone numbers. Call Wesley United Methodist Church, 486-4681, or Mitchell United Methodist Church in Negaunee, 475-4861. Or again, go directly to Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul with your donation.